Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and we're talking with Legislative Representative Chris Watkins. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dylan.
Well, what's happening up there in Zion?
Well, we had the day off yesterday, which was nice. Today we'll be back at it. We have committee meetings this morning, and then the rest of the day will be floor time, where we're, you know, debating and voting on bills that have made it out of committee. On Friday, it was released that the tax revenues were a little bit more than what they were anticipating. So we have about $100 million more dollars. And it was a week ago that we met as our sub-appropriation committees, and we prioritized all the things that we wanted to spend money on. And so each committee has quite a list of those things. And of course, the farther down on that list, the less likely that you are to get additional funding. So getting this money means that we're going to be able to go a little bit further down on those lists. The money that came in, a lot of it came in that was to the positive for education, to the negative for transportation, because as the price of gas goes down, of course, the amount we collect in our tax revenues also goes down. So it'll be interesting to see where all of this gets put, but it's always good news. We're certainly not going to complain about that.
Yeah, an extra $100 million make everybody happy. This makes us a little bit more sure that we'll be able to get some of the, like, Wellington and Carbon County's flood things taken care of?
Yes. Yes, we hope so. And, you know, we have what we call our EAC, the Executive Appropriations Committee, and they're meeting daily to go through all of the requests from the committees. And they listen to the committees, but they have the final say. We're still keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay.
Then on Friday, we voted. We had two bills coming through the House dealing with daylight savings time, and the one was killed in committee. The other one made it out. So we had a vote, a discussion on it, and it was such a close vote on Friday that we actually had what we call the call of the House, and that's where they close the doors and everybody has to stay in, and they go find the other legislators that are not on the floor that have not voted yet. So it ended up being a 34-36 vote, very, very close. And what this legislator wanted was he wanted to have it on the 2018 ballot that people could vote. Do they want to go the Arizona model, where you just say the normal standard time, or do they want to stay with what we have while we're switching back and forth? And there were some legislators that were quite upset that we would put this out to the population to vote on. I supported the bill, didn't have a problem with that, but of course it was defeated by two votes. And I did a survey in the newspaper and online, had over about 100 people respond from Carbon and Emory. And interestingly enough, and I found out after I did the survey, that we can't do daylight savings all the time. The federal government won't let us do that. And so out of my 100 people or so, I had about 20% who wanted to keep it the way it is now. And interestingly enough, about 63% who wanted to go to the Arizona model. Now, I did have some people put opinions on the daylight savings, but of course I found out afterwards we can't do that. It was interesting to see that, because I thought with all of our farmers and ranchers that a lot of them would very definitely vote for keeping the way we have it now. So that's the way it's going to stay.
So that's the way the measure was defeated. So it isn't going to go on the ballot.
No, it will not go on the ballot.
Okay.
And there were some people that felt like that was our job, that was what we were elected to do, and that we should make that decision. And of course, then there's those who said, because they've had a lot of studies, apparently, even before I got back up here, they've been studying it a lot. this representative felt like, well, let's really listen to the people and see out of those who are registered to vote. It might create a lot of interest in a year, you know, for voting. And but it was 36 to 34. So you can see how close that was.
Speaking of ballots, that reminds me of the education initiative that's been talked about going on the ballot. What's happening with education funding and trying to find additional funds for our school?
There was also a list from the education committee as far as prioritizing, and the education folks were asking for 3% or more, always can take more, on the WPU, and they have been given that. It has been given the 3%. Our service centers, which are so important for rural Utah, have been funded. So right now, education is doing quite well, not receiving, you know, this other group out there, I think Education Now, or gosh, I can't remember their name, exact name, but, and they're requesting a whole lot of money. So far, education's been doing well, but not to the mark that they wanted. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, they were talking about raising income taxes or...
I will say, in my survey, almost 100% people, it's real funny, they'll say, in one survey, they'll say, oh yeah, you can raise my taxes to pay for education. But then when it comes to a survey like mine, to me as a legislator, most of them said, no, don't do that. Find another way.
Don't raise taxes, but find another way to get $750
yes.
million. Dollars.
Right. Yeah, it's like... Okay, let's see.
Will you take care of that, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, remember, I'm one of 75 up here, so let's be careful.
Any other things that we should know about?
Well, we also had a bill on doing away with our car inspections. And that was, I can't remember if that was Thursday or Friday. And so it was a bill to do away. It's only, you know, the $15 a year. And then in your first 10 years, you only do it 3 times. And then after that, I think you have to do it every year. But there's been a lot of angst about that. And so it was on the floor. And it also passed. So, and with quite a wide margin. So it was not close at all. So it's gone to the Senate. We'll see how they feel about it. Of course, because any bill that goes to the Senate, if it's killed here, it's done. But if it goes to the Senate, then they can amend it. They can vote against it, or you know, whatever they want to do that way. So as of right now, the House has voted to do away with car inspections. And so we'll see what happens on the Senate side.
Well, thank you, Chris, for taking the time and getting us up to date as to our legislature and the bills that will affect us all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.